This is really simple. This is to break it down to its root. This is really simple. Everything in the system, so everything is a piece cut off. Mankind fell down away from God, right? So the system that man creates, so man fell from God because of the devil's lies. He wanted to believe the lie, so he fell down away from God. So since man is in a fallen state, all the systems that he creates in a fallen state are going to do what? Support the system. Everything man does in the fallen state, the flesh mind, the old Adam, is building upon a system that props up the old Adam, which is dead, the dead corpse. And so every system inside the system will support the system. Now the only way that the system can be redeemed is something outside the system. The only way that the system can be redeemed or fixed is something outside the system, which is Jesus, which is the Word of God, which is the Holy Spirit. So, to make a long story short, anything in the system, whether it's the news, the media, the politics, because you know the god of this world is the devil, man gave his authority over. So the Jezebel system is a devil's system. So everything in the system, whether it's the corporate agenda, whether it's the 501(c)(3) system, 501(c)(3) church system, all things inside the system are gatekeepers to keep you in the system. So when you start to step outside the system and think outside the box, the whole system is against you because the whole system's a gatekeeping system to keep you from seeking things above. Now think about this. What's outside the system? The Word of God. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the saints, the born-again saints. What's out the elect angels? What's outside the system? The Spirit. Because we got dropped down into material realm, matter, earthly, fleshly, temporal, time. So the only way to see outside of time is to have the Spirit. Now really think about this. Everything that man is doing in the energy flesh, and you know the whole world is under, so you're not going to rise up in a dead system if you're alive. If you have eternal life, you might rise up in some, you know, to a certain level, but they're not going to let you be top dog in a devil system. And so once you step out of the system and you look at it from the outside in, and the only way you're going to be able to do it is with the Spirit. And so you look at the system, you realize everything in the system is dead and death and misery and lies and gaslighting. The whole system's a gas, and it's all to pull you back into the system. And if you really look at the word system, it's systemic, it's sick. The whole system's sick. It's not just Hollywood. The whole system's sick. And so the whole system's trying to pull you down to the grave, pull you down to sin, darkness, delusions, lies. The whole system. So the only way you're going to get out of the system is get saved. Renew your mind. Go to God. Prayer. Fasting if you need to. Prayer, fasting, asking God. Seek, knock, ask. The whole system's sick. Systemic. So the sister is a piece cut off. Twisted sister. Eve dropped us all down into time. She's the piece cut off. Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. It's not even about a woman thing, man, woman. It's about the piece cut off. Adam fell. Eve fell. Jesus, God made a way of escape through Jesus. Only Jesus is the one who can pull you out of the Babylonian system. Because it's everywhere. It's Rome. It's Babylon. It's Egypt. It's Jezebel, it's Delilah, it's Cain, the spirit of Cain, and all of them. It's in the stock markets, it's in the 501c churches, it's in the core, it's in your body, it's encoded in your body because your flesh has got to go down to the grave, 6 foot under, 666, man's number. The number of man, 666. It's artificial intelligence. Animated by the devil, animated by the world, the flesh, all these, when you're growing up, you see all these superhero movies, Wonder Woman and all that, Superman and Batman, all that. So it's trying to motivate you to change this, to fix the system. You want to be a Neo when you're young. You want to fix everything, but you can't. You find out you can't. Only Jesus can do it. It's a trip. As you approach the mind of Christ, moving away from the mind of the flesh, as you move towards that more and more and more, the system has to persecute you more and more and more. It's kind of like a balloon in the pool down in the bottom. So the balloon's down on the bottom of the pool. You start to pump some air into it. It starts to float up. And they're trying to keep the balloon from rising to the top. But once you've been you jump start a battery, right? Once you've been jump started by the Holy Spirit, all the drama in the world's not going to keep you down on the bottom of the pool. You're like a balloon. You're just going to rise up and hit top very quickly. Because all the lie, there's no new game. There's no new lie. There's all lies. They can put a different face on it. But if you look back in history, we had a pandemic in, 1918. They had to wear a mask. Just Google it. So there's nothing new. It's just repeat. They do the same stuff over and over. The devil has no new game. It's already been. The whole system is to pull you down. And the only way you're not going to be pulled down is the Holy Spirit pulling you up.